1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello and welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is Jackie Ryan, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Jackie. One of my favorite vocalists. Beautiful, Jackie Ryan. She has a new album that's just been released. It's her most recent, entitled Listen Here. And it's on the Open Art Productions record label. Open Art Productions. And the arranger and leader of the septet is John Clayton, the great bassist. John Clayton and Friends. And we're going to open tonight's show, which, by the way, we're starting at 5 p.m., 5 to 7 every Sunday night from now on. And that's fantastic for me, and I hope for my listeners. I am looking forward to that. Okay, here's Jackie Ryan with Accentuate the Positive, Eliminate the Negative, and Don't Mess with Mr. In-Between.
Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm against. You wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight. while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You gotta accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. Yeah, you gotta spread joy up to the maximum and bring gloom down to the minimum. And have faith or pandemonium is liable to walk upon the scene. Well, to illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. Well, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Don't you know they had to accentuate the positive and don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, no. Said we better accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative and don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't
Hi, I'm Edgar Meyer, the one person that I credit more than any other with helping me realize my own ambitions is my father, who was a high school music teacher. Over the past 20 years of my own performing in public, I cannot count the number of people from my hometown, Oak Ridge, who have come up to me just because they wanted to let me know the impact that my father had on their life.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And Edgar Meyer, one fantastic bassist. Thanks for that nice public service announcement about music education taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond. If you're listening from afar and you've not visited the campus, the next time you find your way down to Virginia, make an effort to come and look at this beautiful campus, the University of Richmond, home of bright and handsome and beautiful students. What a great bunch of kids. I call them kids because they're my grandson's age. What a great bunch of kids we have here, and we have so much fun with them, too. Some of them are big jazz fans, by the way, as well, including my good friend Josh, who subs for me occasionally. Let's get caught up on what we just heard. That nice trio with beautiful bass work was Alan Broadbent on piano, and his trio, by the way, Round Midnight, the title of his album. Brian Bromberg, the bassist on that, and Joe LaBarbera. And we heard a composition written by the pianist, Alan Broadbent, and that was entitled Journey Home. Before that, a brand new release that's just come out. I just got an advanced copy of it. The late, great tenor saxophonist Frank West, who passed away a few months ago, recorded an album entitled Magic 201. This follows Magic 101. And we heard It Could Happen to You, and that featured Frank on tenor. Kenny Barron, the pianist, Russell Malone on guitar, and the great bassist Rufus Reed on acoustic bass drums, Winnard Harper. And you may want to check that out. It's on the IPO Recordings label, and their website is iporecordings.com. And tonight we were nice enough and lucky enough to have Miss Jackie Ryan open the show for us from her album, Listen Here. We heard Accentuate the Positive. We had some requests for some more Sarah Vaughan. So this is from my vinyl collection. This is Sarah Vaughan with the Great Count Basie Band, and I'm going to follow that with another big band, the Jerry Mulligan Concert Band, both from my vinyl collection. I hope you enjoy.
Lie awake and wonder if there could be
so worn in the wide world just made for me. Now I see I had to save my love, or save my love for you. I never gave my love to you. And through my lonely heart, demanding it, Cupid took a hand in it. I hadn't anyone. I was a lonely one.
Thank you.
That was Nelson Mata's group, Nelson Mata, the great bassist from his album Walking With My Bass, Nelson Mata and Friends, and that was a piece entitled Nana. And that featured Claudio Roditi on trumpet and drumming on flute, Vic Juris on guitar, Helio Alves on piano, and Paul Braga on drums, and of course a great bassist, Nelson Mata, who's also a good friend and a marvelous bass player, Brazil's number one favorite son. Before that, we heard from Jerry Mulligan, 1961 recording I have on vinyl and with a Bill Evans piece entitled Israel. I think you probably enjoyed that. And a nice shout out to my good friend and fantastic musician, Mr. Josh Tucker. Let's see. Before that, Sarah Vaughan and the Basie Band, 1981 from Pablo Records. I hadn't anyone until you. Here's a great big band. It's the George G. Orchestra from his album Buddha Boogie, and this is a swinging tune, My Heart Stood Still.
Thank you.
My Heart Stood Still, the George G. Big Band. Well, what a beautiful day. Has this been a gorgeous day for you? I hope you were able to get outside. It was 69 degrees when I came into the studio, just about quarter to five. Absolutely gorgeous weather. Spring, an early taste of spring, and you must believe in spring because it's on the way. Here's my good friend, Putter Smith, the bassist, with Gary Foster on saxophone, playing Michel Legrand's You Must Believe in Spring.
This is not a dream that faded with the dawn. It's one that fate intended to go on and on. This isn't sometimes. This is always. This isn't maybe. This is always. This is love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it on the night we met. You tied a string around How can I forget you? With every kiss, I know that this is always.
Miss Eden Atwood, This Is Always, and that's from her album with that title, The Ballad Session, one of my very favorite songs that I'm working on with my good friend Mr. Whitten and Mr. Wells. This Is Always, You Tied a String Around My Heart. Love the lyrics. Beautiful, beautiful tune. And let's see, that featured on trumpet Tom Harrell, by the way, a flugelhorn, and Bill Cunliffe, the pianist and arranger on that, one of my favorite piano players, too. Derek Oles on bass and Lawrence Marable on drums. That's on the Groove Note record label. Well, let's see. And I played that for some very important children in my life. That was for Bill and Laurie and Mike and Allison. And I hope their love will be for always, too. Here's, finishing up this set, here's Donald Byrd, a 1962 vinyl album that I have, Royal Flush. Featuring Donald Byrd, of course, on trumpet, Pepper Adams, baritone saxophone, Butch Warren on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, and a very young Herbie Hancock on piano. The title of this is 6 M's, Donald Byrd's Quintet.